Hey everybody, it's Bradley Benner with the Local Marketing Mastery podcast by Semantic Mastery, and today's show is called "Then How Do I Respond to Negative Reviews Without Hurting My Reputation?" But before I get started, if you're a serious marketer or agency owner ready to level up your systems, results, and revenue, then join the Semantic Mastery Mastermind. Now let's get started with today's show. Let me ask you this. Have you ever logged in, checked your Google Business profile or Facebook page, and boom, there it is, a negative review staring you down? Most of us have been there, and the first thing that hits is that gut-level reaction. How do I respond without pouring gasoline on the fire or looking like I can't take criticism? Well, today I'm breaking down just how to handle negative reviews so you can actually turn those situations into opportunities for trust and credibility. First up, don't react. The key is to stay calm and assess the situation. It's tempting to jump in and defend your business, but don't do it. Take a beat, read the review carefully, and ask yourself, is there some validity to their feedback or are they just venting? Not all negative reviews deserve the same response. If you respond impulsively, you risk making the situation worse and damaging your reputation more than the review itself. Next, you want to respond publicly and, more importantly, respond professionally. Even if the review feels unfair or straight up wrong, always reply with respect. Thank them for taking the time to leave feedback, and if your business dropped the ball, own it and apologize. Address the issue in your response so anybody reading it knows you care about resolving problems. Remember, this isn't just about the reviewer. It's about every future customer who reads how you handle criticism. So ditch the defensive tone, leave out the emotion, and put your professionalism on display. Now, sometimes you'll run into issues that are more sensitive or would lead to a back and forth debate. This is when you want to take the conversation offline. Politely invite the reviewer to reach out to you directly. Give them a phone number or email. Not only does it move heated discussions away from public view, but it also shows other customers that you're genuinely committed to resolving issues one-on-one. People are looking for businesses that care, period. So let's recap. To answer the question, how do I respond to negative reviews without hurting my reputation? Stick to this no-fluff process. Stay calm, reply with respect, and move things offline when needed. And here's a practical tip. Draft a simple negative review response template. You can adapt anytime. It could be as straightforward as, thank you for your feedback. We're sorry for your experience and want to make it right. Please contact us directly so we can assist further. Use this approach to keep your reputation intact while showing you actually care about your customers and your business. That's how you turn criticism into credibility in the eyes of your prospects and clients. This has been Bradley Benner with the Local Marketing Mastery podcast by Semantic Mastery. Keep building, keep testing, and keep scaling. If you're ready to grow your agency with proven frameworks and no BS strategies, join the Semantic Mastery Mastermind by visiting mastermind.semanticmastery.com. to see how we can help you land more clients, rank faster, and scale smarter. Or if you want done-for-you services, explore the packages we offer at Semantic SEO. Visit semanticseo.pro to learn more.